fear of terrorist attacks drives presidential debates and dinner table conversations these days. We hear about ISIS, or the Islamic State, which has terrorized the Middle East, Africa, and Europe. But for years, it was Al-Qaeda that filled the headlines, which leads up to that occasional feature in which we search NPR's archives for a
first mention.
Going back into our archives, we found that NPR first mentioned Al-Qaeda on August 8, 1998. It was in a report by Tom Gelton about a suspect in the bombing of the U.S. Embassy in Kenya that killed more than 200 people.
A man named Mohammed Sadiq Odeh had been brought to the U.S. from Pakistan to stand trial. Odeh denied he had any role in the bombing, and actually the criminal complaint providing the basis for his arrest did not even tie Odeh to the embassy bombing. This is what Tom Gelton learned.
The document focuses instead on Odeh's association with an international terrorist organization known as Al-Qaeda, which the FBI says was set up to kill American military and civilian personnel around the world. The FBI agent who filed the complaint says Al-Qaeda is led by Osama bin Laden, whom U.S. officials say masterminded and financed the embassy bombings.
We learned about a group and a man that we would be hearing a lot more about in the coming years.
Mohammed Sadiq Odeh admitted he was an active member of bin Laden's group, Al-Qaeda, and that he believes the group was responsible for the embassy bombings. Odeh allegedly told FBI investigators he was himself trained as a terrorist and that he would have been willing to carry out a bombing against Americans if asked to do so by bin Laden.
After this first mention of Al-Qaeda on our air, the name would of course come back many times after that, including 3 years later, in 2001, in an even more terrifying display.